One of the first people to open an account at Hillside Student Bank Training Center was New Tech Director Tanya Wright.
I'm just loving this. I'm excited about it. It's going to be so convenient to be able to have this money here on campus.
The bank is an official branch of Wood Forest National Bank, based in Texas. But the community bank has more than 80 outlets across North Carolina. Senior Vice President Jessica Valentine says this is their first time opening a high school branch.
So there's a staff that's been hired for this branch. There's a manager and service representatives, and so they facilitate everything. And we're here on a weekly basis sort of providing any, you know, follow-up training or questions or things like that. So we're just sort of supporting the staff that's here, the kids.
Kiera Lothar is a senior at Hillside and a loan officer at the bank. That's what her badge says. The students trained to work at the bank are a part of the school's business and finance academy.
Before I took this class, you know, I used to spend money on fast food, a lot of pointless stuff, but Ms. Ross showed us like how to balance our money and things we need to do to save up.
Priscilla Ross heads the Business and Finance Academy.
Well, hopefully this will generate some more interest in students wanting to learn more about the Finance Academy, and especially those students who are going to be accountants or thinking about going into anything finance. They definitely want to come to Hillside High School.
State Treasurer Janet Cowell was on hand to officially open the bank. She deposited $500 from the state's unclaimed property fund. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.